Yeah!
Pretty good Ask Slee. We've got some bonus Ask Slees coming a little bit later on. I'm gonna back pocket them for the
sprinkle
time.
Them in
yeah,
a little
we'll
bit.
Yeah, we'll just sprinkle them in a little bit as we go. A lot of response to my mustache picture. Quite a bit of response.
Yeah, if you haven't got a chance to see it, I tried my best to describe it. It was awful. Go take a look. Go to Travis's or Emily's, either one of the
Station,
Twitter pages.
Station, I think, has retweeted it as well.
It's
trending. You basically can't
trending.
Escape it at this point. Capitano Matt says, why does Trav look like Chris Hansen just walked into the room? I don't like that at all. I don't like that. Corey from Tarzana says, Trav, that is a legit handlebar. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's not really a handlebar as much as it is a Fu Manchu. Handlebar means the little twisty one, I think, along the way. And then John has tweeted at Amanda saying, please do an addendum to Trav's contract that he has to keep it forever. Thanks.
I don't think that's going to happen. Nathan Morris going out of his way and saying, nothing wrong with a little facial hair in the fall. Listening at work, giving a compliment to the show.
Thank
but
you.
Put up his, he's got a real,
I haven't seen that one yet.
Real
gotta,
deal beard
that.
Right there.
No, look.
He may very well not have tagged you in it. He did, but maybe he was just wanted to kind of communicate with me.
Us mustache guys, we stick together. We've got our own special look that we give each other when we cross the street or we see each other in a restaurant. Just like, yo, I get you, you get me. We kind of keep
quote,
it
moving forward.
There.
Us mustache guys, we stick together.
It's part of my presidential
stick
campaign.
Together, bro.
There's no wrong time to have a good time, right? We got that one going yesterday. And then us mustache guys, we stick together. I'd get every mustache vote in America.
Those
all 46 of them.
Two quotes alone could be an entire campaign.
Yeah, right?
That's all you need. You don't need anything more.
You
want to
be
that.
My running mate? Do you want to be my number two?
I'm busy.
It's probably the best answer possible. All right. You got to go to the Laker game last night, and we're watching. They lost again. They played their guys. They lost again. I'm not so worried about them losing, so to speak, but from what you've been telling me, it just didn't look particularly smooth last night either.
Okay, so I guess there's a question I could throw out there. Does it matter? Does it matter how the Lakers look in preseason? Right? Like if you try to just ask that question, they're 0-5. Okay, it's preseason. The games don't count. So I'll throw this out to listeners who have been watching some of these preseason games. Does it matter that the Lakers are losing these games or even how they're losing these games? 877-710-ESPN. Okay, Trav, this is my... This is what we got a chance to see yesterday. For the first time yesterday, we got to see LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook start together.
Yep.
They went small. Michael and I have been kind of making this argument. Michael wants to see – this is interesting. I didn't think – and I understand Michael's reasoning for this, but Michael is saying put AD at the five, start Carmelo with LeBron, put Russ at the one, and then whoever's shooting best, maybe it's Kent Bazemore, maybe it's Wayne Ellington, something along those lines, start games. He wants to see Anthony Davis at the five. So we get the chance yesterday to see these three play together. And it's not like this was 7 minutes. I mean, I think LeBron played 26 minutes. Westbrook played 28. AD played 30 minutes. So these guys actually got to play. I can genuinely tell you I have absolutely no idea what to take from the preseason. I really don't. Like, I don't. Yesterday, Steph Curry and Draymond didn't play. So what am I assessing this on?
Yeah, who are they competing
Jordan
against?
Poole and Damian Lee? Like, I don't know what I'm assessing it
those
on.
Those are real people?
Those are real people. Actually, Jordan Poole.
I'm kidding.
I say this not kidding around. Dude's a really good player. He's actually cooking the Lakers a couple different times. So with that being said, in the preseason, but even last year he had a pretty good
game. Teasing, yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
So with all that being said, I don't really know what to walk away with. I the only thing I could really tell from the Lakers preseason is they really don't care about playing preseason games. That's yeah. The only thing I can tell you. The only thing I could actually walk away with is these guys have zero interest in the preseason. And by the way, that might be the right thing. You know, one of the things that you have complimented Sean McVay about is this is one of the first coaches to say, no, I don't play my guys. It's not even in the second game or the third game or the first half or the second half. I just don't play my guys. Now, for the Lakers, they've obviously played. This is the first time all three of those have played together. Maybe for the Lakers it's a little bit different, and I think for the NBA it's a little bit different. You have six games. For the Lakers, you have 11 new guys. I think the Lakers' strategy is we literally do not care about the preseason. We'll play these guys some minutes. I thought in the third quarter they were trying to kind of pour it on against the Warriors, and then all of a sudden the Warriors came back. But I don't know how to assess the preseason. If you're asking me when you're going to walk away and get ready for October 19th, what does this Lakers team look like? I think it's a team that genuinely doesn't care about preseason, and I'm not sure yet what the starting lineup's going to be.
I agree with you. I agree. My own kind of philosophies on these things is why am I going to spend real time competing in something that gets me nothing, right? That, and I'm not saying you don't want to be in shape. I'm not saying you don't want to kind of get your legs going a little bit, but I'm not going to throw my best stuff at you. I'm not going to compete at a level when there's no win in this for me. And let's listen to LeBron after the game last night, because I think he says it really well. This is something that's going to take a little time to get ironed out. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't say it any better. It will take some time. What it looks like on opening night against the Warriors will mean, you know, this much. I got my fingers a half an inch apart.
Yep.
What it looks like at Thanksgiving is a little more important. What it looks like at New Year's, yeah, a little bit more. By the time we get to the All-Star break in February, it needs to look like it's going to look.
So I think we'd all agree that because the Lakers are 0-5 in preseason, you shouldn't throw the panic button on, and Vegas isn't going to start changing the odds. I think we all agree on that.
Unlikely.
But this is the one thing I will say is I think LeBron kind of making the case of we're going to need time. We're going to need, you know, obviously we're going to have – it's going to take a month or 60 days or something like that to figure everything else out.
Sure.
I think that part's all accurate. But there's also been nothing in this preseason that I think you're walking away and saying, that looked good right there.
What about the opposite, Al? Is there anything you're seeing right now going, it doesn't look good at all? And maybe it's not a five-alarm fire. Maybe it's not, oh, my gosh. But is it, I thought that might look a little better.
Their turnovers, a lot of turnovers. Their three-point shooting is kind of similar to what it was last year when you thought you got some guys. Like, let me give an example, Wayne Ellington. I thought that's a guy that's going to be a spot-up shooter for the Lakers. He's kind of struggling. Again, it's preseason. So that's why I also am very cautious of everything I say. They're not trying. They don't care.
Right.
So how am I going to – I mean, doing some of these post-game shows, listening to Westbrook, like, do you guys really want me to answer these questions right now about
exactly
how we're playing? So it's at the end of the day, a week from today, we'll be analyzing their first game against Golden State. That will give us a much better –
You picked a couple of words there that I think are really interesting, because I think there's a huge difference between the two of them. You said that they don't care and they're not trying. I think one of those is true and the other one is only partially true. I think they're trying. I think they're trying to get the ball to go in the basket. I think they're trying to throw a good pass. I think they're trying to defend the guy in front of them in the sense that I'm out here, people are watching, I might as well try. But do they care? Not even a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a difference between effort and game effort. Trying is, hey, look, these people paid their money. They're buying hot dogs and peanuts. And, you know, let's go out there and score 80 points, 85 points, 100 points, whatever it is. And you know, we'll do something. And then there's, I want to win the game. And none of these moments are, I want to win the game thing. I also want to go back to this. You're talking about the starting five. And you said, you know, Russ at the one, and you kind of go down, you end with AD at the five.
Carmelo in that starting lineup, too.
Yeah, yep. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. And those things, I'll steal a line from baseball, those things tend to take care of themselves. The water will find its own level, and they'll go from there. Russell Westbrook at the one, though, kind of made me stop and go, hey, hold on a second. We know for sure that when the games that do count get going, LeBron's the point guard. I mean, he's been the point guard in this league for 18 years when it's go time. Right, not by definition. On the back of his basketball card, it doesn't say LeBron James PG. It says LeBron James F, right forward. But when it's go time, where does Russ go? Because LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands, or at least he should.
So just to play this as an example, Steph Curry is a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond Green, a lot of times, would get them in certain motions.
Sure.
Steve Kerr was a point guard. Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan had the ball in their hands. So I don't think it is that big of a deal. It's positionless basketball, so that part I don't pay attention to. I'm actually have some genuine curiosity of what the Lakers end up doing with their starting lineup, because I've said the more traditional DeAndre at the five, AD at the four. Now, how you close out games is going to be completely different. I never thought Carmelo would be starting.
I didn't either.
So when Michael said Carmelo Anthony, that kind of took me by surprise. And maybe their thought process is, okay, there's another shooter, so you have somebody out there that could be a stand-up or a spot-up type of shooter. So even though we kind of sit here and we say that none of these games really matter, I still actually think there's a lot of questions to the Lakers that we're probably not going to get answered for a month.
Go to the defensive side of it. We know AD is a high-level defender.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is going to compete like crazy, yep. So there's no question there. What about Bazemore? What kind of defender is he?
He's a solid defender.
Okay, so you've got solid three, because then you got, if you got Carmelo and LeBron out there, LeBron can kind of pick and choose his spots to defend, but that's not his area of expertise. And Carmelo is Carmelo Anthony. We know what he is defensively or what he isn't defensively. Do you like that?
No.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I lean more towards, let DeAndre play the five. You have AD. But then the Lakers are going to say, do we have enough shooters out there to kind of support these other players? Because Russ is not a shooter. By the way, at some point, and I don't know if you have it there, Russ was talking about there's these new rules in the NBA now, right? So if you try to take a jumper and you start leaning into a player, right? You start leaning into a player, they're not going to make those calls anymore. Russ was asked about that because he was in that exact predicament. Take a listen to what he said.
You know what I appreciate about that quote the most? Russ knows. Russ is not trying to, Russ is not, he knows what he's good at and he knows what he struggles in.
It's
self-awareness is a beautiful thing.
Perfect response, yeah. Because if you make a joke out of it, it's funny. Mm-hmm. It makes you more likable too, because, okay, I know what I do not do particularly well, and the opposite is a terrible way to go about it. Like,
you're right.
To lean into that seriously is like, come on, bro.
Well,
when was the last time somebody tried to close out on you?
I love that he says that. And this is talking about that. This is going to be more for a Steph Curry. That's going to be more for some of these other players. But I love him saying, don't worry about anybody closing out on me. And here's the reality. I'm listening to John and Michael during the broadcast. Russ gets a wide open jumper. Michael says he's going to have that jumper every single game because teams are going to say,
for sure,
this is yours. We'll take our chances.
No question about it. I told you we'd get to some bonus Ask Slees, but how about a phone call Ask Slee? Temecula and Greg. Greg, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, great. It's good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you.
I got a question for Slee regarding the back against the wall getting tacos.
Okay.
Are we talking L.A. County, San Bernardino, San Diego, or downtown Tijuana? This is important.
I don't quite understand the question.
So I think what he's saying, appreciate you calling in, Greg. I think what he's saying is, if you're going to get a taco, where are you going to get your taco from?
Uh-huh.
Is that what he's saying?
I don't know.
They're different. San Diego tacos are different than L.A. tacos. I don't know much about San Bernardino.
Okay.
You go down towards San Isidro or go into Tijuana, taco is going to be different.
Okay, now I get it. Yes, yes, yes.
Is he saying the preference of the taco?
Yeah. I think that the standards might be different from one place to the next.
The style is different.
The style is different, for sure. But look, there are different styles, different standards. There are all these different things. They're all tacos. It's all a good choice.
But if I'm comparing SD and L.A., I feel like San Diego more known for their burritos, L.A. more known for their tacos.
I'm good with either one in either place. There are enough people here that know how to do both of those things incredibly well that you can take me to Sam. There's a great little place. What's the casino right off the 10 freeways you drive to Palm Springs? The big tall one. Not Pechanga. Morongo.
Yeah.
Morongo. There's a taco place that's on that dirt road that you take in there. This little hole in the wall. It's right off the freeway. And it's
already like it.
You have to know it's there or you'll drive right past it.
Yeah.
It is money. I think that's San Bernardino County, and that's one of the all-time spots. I wish I could give them a shout-out by name. I just don't remember what it is. But if you get a chance, that's the spot to go. All right. USC is all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
They've looked okay at times. They've looked terrible at other times, including last weekend against Utah. They need to figure out what they're going to do at head coach. And Pete Carroll, of all people, had some interesting thoughts.
Chiming in a little bit.
What they need to try and do. We'll hear from Pete Carroll, and we'll talk about whether or not it's good advice. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN, and ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So this is why, one of many reasons, Al, that I love our listeners, because they know things, right? They know exactly what I was talking about with that taco shop out by Morongo. Crazy Coyote Tacos. Capitano Matt just sent a, not only did he name it, he has a picture of it as well, saying,
is that right?
This is the spot. That's what it is. Crazy Coyote Tacos. It's right there off the 10 freeway by Morongo. It's don't get the hot,
by the way,
is all I can say. It's, don't do that. You
don't get the what?
Don't get the hot, the salsa. When you put the salsa, you want to go. Oh yeah, it'll ruin your day.
Are we ever going to do this? Remember, I said one time that we should
do a
spicy wing. Like, listen,
you really have this.
Taylor, were
mind.
You there when we talked about this?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the idea and the concept is very simple: is the final segment of one of our shows. Okay, we do this on a Friday, right? No Lakers game on a Friday night, something along those lines.
Uh huh.
We both have a spicy wing
uh-huh.
in the last segment, and then we just try to do our segment.
Sounds terrible to me.
But it's
why do I want to put myself in agony? That sounds food is so, such a pleasurable experience to me. Why do I want to ruin it?
Couple reasons. I don't have a good reason.
Which, by the way, sells me on it. Okay.
It's kind of the reasoning for good. It.
Taylor, you said you would do this?
What if neither of you can talk, though?
That's okay. That's what would be great. It's the final segment.
Emily, are you a spicy food person?
I can eat it, but the last time I did, I almost, like, my lips went super
okay,
big.
I don't think
no,
we go
you.
four people doing it. Let them at least run the show.
There has to be someone that can speak.
Yeah, somebody that can do something.
I don't know. I mean, if are we a team or are we not a team? Are we going to do this together are we going to do this selectively?
I'm talking, let's use Taylor as an example.
Okay.
All you and I have to do is just talk, even though we can't talk because it's incredibly spicy. I'm talking about we do a really spicy wing. Taylor's trying to come out of commercial breaks. He's got, turn this up, turn that down.
Why are you and I the only people that end up in agony at the end of this thing? If we're going to do this, I want all four of us to hurt. I
want to do it on air.
No,
because I feel like we can't do it on air if it's going to be the other way.
You're talking me into it. A couple of other questions that are coming up on Twitter. Papa Ish says that I look like I'm being interrogated by HR with my picture that's online right now at Travis Rogers ESPN Los Angeles Twitter feed. It's just a mustache. I'm being interrogated. Chris Hansen didn't walk into the room. It's just a mustache. Here's the
so
other
do you
question.
Just go to the grocery store with that? Like, everything's normal?
The only place I've been is downstairs in the Starbucks. And people don't know
no,
me.
No, they
so
won't
they
say anything.
They don't know they, that this is not my
no.
look. Right? So it's not, to you guys, you kind of understand that this is not my everyday
Do you feel
deal.
Tougher?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because if I don't know you.
Why? Why do you ask? What are you trying to say?
Yep, that's a good response. That's a good response. Because if I don't know you and... and I just see you outside of a dive bar smoking a cig. I'm like, yeah, no, this dude's got a Harley out
He's
there.
He's about that.
It's imposing.
Don't
He's
screw
about
with
that.
Him. Don't
so
screw with him.
Here's the other part. I'm going to leave this on until the Dodgers either win the World Series or don't. I think mm-hmm. we know what the or don't means.
Mm-hmm.
What if I have something important that comes up? What if I need to attend
throw,
a business meeting?
Let me
what
throw,
if I need
no,
to,
no, no, I got a perfect example.
Okay.
When's the Rams' next home game?
The
Is
Lions.
It a week from
it's
Sunday?
A week from Sunday against the
okay,
Lions.
A week from Sunday. So let's say Dodgers get past the Giants. Now you're playing a series against the Atlanta Braves.
Uh-huh.
And let's say it's game six is on a Sunday.
Okay.
And you got to go to SoFi Stadium and you got to, obviously go do your pre-half post, the post you're going to do at.
First quarter and third quarter.
And first and third quarter. Post you're going to go do at the casino, right? You're doing
yeah,
it at
Hollywood Park.
Hollywood
casino.
Park.
People should come to that, by the way.
Yeah, I think you got to just roll with it now. You just got to keep it. Yeah, you have to. And you have a perfect reason why.
SoFi, I could pull off because I'm masked the entire time. I could SoFi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
SoFi is an
that.
Easy way
yeah,
to
no,
do
that's
it.
An
the
easy
casino
one.
Afterwards, although, because maybe we'll see. Somebody else wanted me to dye it blue if they win the World Series. That part is not happening. That I can say unequivocally is not going to happen. All right, USC. Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. They've got real problems, right? Their season has been all over the map. They've got Notre Dame coming up. Yeah, the Pac-12 has real problems too. But there's the problems that Oregon has, which are basically they have a bad quarterback, okay? But they also beat Ohio State, and they're still in the top 10, and they still have a chance to go do some stuff. I agree with you. They're not very good because the quarterback's not very good. But the program is not in disarray. The program at USC feels like it's in disarray. You can't get, you know, stomped by Oregon State at the Coliseum. You cannot get blown out of a game by Stanford. You cannot get blown out of a game by Utah. Utah's a pretty good team, but they're all over the place. They got Notre Dame coming up this weekend. That could get very ugly for them. Okay, that's their number one rival, arguably, if it's not UCLA.
And unfortunately, I don't know if there's a, you know, an end in sight, right? I know a lot of this is going to be predicated on who replaces who becomes the next head coach, not the interim coach, who is, hey, this is the guy that we're giving the keys to for the next X amount of years or whatever the case is. That is going to be such a critical hire that can either prolong things in the way that they're at for a few more years, or you can kind of start chipping away and say, okay, hey, we like where the program is heading.
So Pete Carroll was asked about the situation, right? Because, look, if we're being just
the LA Times interview, yep.
Right, just cards on the table. USC is closing in on 20 years of not being a very good team. And that doesn't mean they haven't had good seasons here and there. That doesn't mean that they haven't had good players here and there. They have. But the program, when you think of USC football, at least for me, you think of the program that they had under John McKay winning national championships, Heisman Trophy. You hands it off to John Robinson.
Sure.
They're winning national championships and Heisman Trophy. And then it kind of lulled for a while. And then it comes roaring back with Pete Carroll. Heisman Trophy winners, national championships, NFL picks all over the place. They are the marquee program in college football.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 years from that being true, right? Maybe 15.
Probably okay? closer to 15.
Probably yep. closer to 15. Mm-hmm. A kid coming into high school right now, a kid coming out of high school right now, he's never been around where USC's good. So this idea that, well, go recreate what Pete, he doesn't even know. A high school kid doesn't even know what's going on with Pete Carroll or what he had cooking. You need to start this thing from the ground up. You need to go get somebody that has something working now and have them bring that formula to USC. Because Pete Carroll says, oh, why don't they just do it again? Because it's hard, you know? As a head coach, it's hard. It's a complex job anyway. But in that environment, in that setting, it's a challenge. It wasn't too big and it wasn't too much fun. It just fit right. That's why it was such a great time in my life. It's hard to just, oh, do that again. You need somebody that's got their own ideas, their own philosophies. You can't just say, oh, well, this guy won a bunch of games here. You need somebody that knows how to build something.
Isn't that what's hurt USC is they're chasing for a Pete Carroll?
100%.
Right? They've continued to chase for it. And I think, actually, that's a great observation from Pete, right? For Pete to be asked that question, it's like, don't try to be me. Go be something of your own. Go create something on your own. Go find somebody that has his own vision. Go ask somebody that can sell something to a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old. Sell something to his parents that, look, yes, the school has unbelievable tradition. Of course it does. You know, you can, the likelihood and the chances of you getting noticed and making it to the NFL, it could happen at USC because it's happened. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it our way. And this is the vision that we have. And this is why we're going to rebuild. And this is... It's a great observation from Pete Carroll to say it. I don't know if USC knows it. We'll find out by their next hire.
So here's another wrinkle. They're going to be competing with another big-time school to hire the next big guy, right? Because Ed Orgeron's going to get fired at LSU. It's just a matter of time. They got absolutely demolished by Kentucky last weekend.
What's your window that you have after you win a national championship?
At a place like that, about 2 years, and that's where we are.
After you won a national championship?
At a place like that, you got... Look, if you win a national championship at UCLA, you can stay forever, right? They're not running you out anytime soon. If you won a national championship at USC... I think you'd probably get 5-6 years, but eventually that goes away. And in LSU, in the South, in the SEC, you get about, who was it? Was it Gus Malzahn. Gene Chizik won the national championship at Auburn. He's fired 2 years later.
Doesn't it feel like, it really does feel like their championship, was it 2 years ago
now? It was two
now?
Years ago. It was the Joe Burrow team. It was two, and last
Damn,
year.
Damn, and then that quick.
Not only that, Al. The next year was the COVID year, which, you know, go figure. It's just a
disaster.
They
went 5-5.
It's something like that. And then this year, losing to UCLA, embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
For a team like LSU, that's an embarrassing loss. Losing to Kentucky, embarrassing. So the point of all this, the top candidates, LSU is going to be calling those people too. If it's just USC calling, and you're, let's use Luke Fickell as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the head coach at Cincinnati, they're in the top five. They're set up to go into a college football playoff position. All of these things. The phone
in the
rings.
AP 25. They're number three in the country right now. Iowa number two. What the hell is going on in college football?
The phone rings, mm-hmm. and LSU is on line one, and then your call waiting clicks in, and it's USC. They're both offering you the job. That's a no-brainer for Luke Fickell, right? To go to LSU. It's
okay,
a far better job.
Give me your – to me, it's not a no-brainer. But tell me why it's a no-brainer to you.
Okay, and it's as simple as this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about players. I'm not going to talk about tradition. I'm not going to talk about –
which you can do for both.
Facilities, mm-hmm. wait, none of that. Mm-hmm. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
LSU will do whatever it takes to win football games.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that in every possible way. Whatever you need to do. Well, yeah, we got you. Hey, you know, that assistant, I don't need to pay that guy $2.5-3 million. Fine, go do it. Hey, this kid, he's had a little trouble in high school. It's not a great look. It's kind of an ugly story. Bring him in. We got you. Bring him in. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Hey, my star quarterback got in some trouble. There's some real bad stuff that went down.
So,
hey, don't worry. We got the cops. USC's not going to do that, or
so
at least not to that degree.
What
that's
you're
why
saying
the biggest
is,
difference.
If this is, just use it as an example, if this is a business,
uh-huh.
you got one side of the business that says, we're gonna whatever we're going to have to do, we're going to end up winning. We're going to find a way to win. And the other one is saying, I need you to read this rule book and guidebook. It's 48 pages long.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you have a test on it. And oh, by the way, come back the next day because we're doing another training thing that's going to go for 2 more weeks after that. And it's just this kind of continuous, well, can I just go to work? Can I just get my job done?
Yes.
And SC will not allow whoever that coach is to go get their job.
Not as much. They'll might look the other way on something minor, but keep it. We've talked about this a million times. USC's had so many things go wrong for them in the last few years, publicly wrong. The scandal where people are on the crew team that didn't know how to get in a boat, and that terrible doctor that was on. They have a bunch of stuff that they'd really rather not relive. So they're going to follow the rules more or less.
But by the way,
LSU's not.
By the way, and listen. I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about college football. I don't know what the bar is that these other colleges are setting of we have a standard and we don't have a standard. I really don't know. I genuinely, genuinely don't know. In the Pete Carroll days when he was dominating college football, mm-hmm. and that wasn't a program that you're talking about, well, where is USC in the Pac-12? That mm-hmm. wasn't the conversation. Where's USC? Give me the AP. Give me the coaches poll. Give me the – that's the only thing that I care about. I don't know how much different those days are than they are today, but if your reasoning is the LSU job is better than an SC job simply because it comes down to just that, if it just comes down to one school's willing to do whatever it takes, the other one isn't.
I think that's the biggest difference between the two, but I got an even more terrifying question for SC fans that we can talk about coming up in just a little bit. Is SC a better job than Cincinnati? That's the part that should really make SC fans say, wait, what, huh? I even think SC fans would realize that LSU and SC, that's one that they're probably going to lose more often than not. Cincinnati, if you would ask that question 5 years ago, give me a break. But Luke Fickell has something cooking there that I don't know if he can get it squared away.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So opening night in the NHL last night, did you happen to, Emily showed me this morning.
Okay.
The Golden Knights in Vegas played their first ever game against the
Seattle,
Kraken.
Right?
Yep. Right. The Kraken was on the road. Why they didn't open at home, I don't know. But they opened on the road against Vegas. You have to go look at this video. The Vegas pregame show where they have a squid, the Kraken, right, on the ice,
maybe
projected with lasers.
Did see this.
And they basically burn it into the ocean. It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Mm. It is so, so cool. So while I am a Ducks guy, go Ducks, Slee, the Vegas Golden Knights know how to put on a show. It's a pretty
Vegas,
good deal.
Vegas, I think they have they might make it in the entertainment industry.
Although, so I've been to a Golden Knights game in Vegas, and it's an incredible show, super fun. They have Carrot Top do like some in-game, like you can't sit here or you can't throw this. It's like, Carrot Top, really? We couldn't get like Wayne Newton or something? let's Vegas this thing up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I have seen this. I saw part of it yesterday.
Extraordinary. Yeah. Just incredibly cool. Yeah. All right, we'll get to SC and whether or not Luke Fickell would want to leave the Cincinnati Bearcats coming up in just a bit. But first, Factor Cap.
All right, guys, I'm not sure if you've seen this, but it's gone a bit viral on Twitter recently where people are
Travis's,
airing out their red flags. Yes.
That too.
Okay. That too, red flag. But talking about red flags with people. So, someone not knowing anything about sports is a red flag. Travis, is this Dr. Cap?
Cap, if I discover that you don't know anything about sports, you are the one person that I am actually kind of interested in talking with a little bit. Because that's... Really, I'm not interested in breaking down the Lakers when I'm sitting at Starbucks waiting for my coffee, right? Let's have a conversation about something other than that. So when I find the guy that doesn't know anything about sports or the woman who doesn't know anything about sports, I'm all in at that point.
So I'm going to go I'll go Cap on this as well, but I will say it's a timing thing. There are times you're somewhere where you don't really know that many people. Let's say you have to go to a party. You're forced to go somewhere. And there's just one individual there that wants to talk sports. I'm like, I got a connection right here. I'm down to talk an hour of sports and not talk to any of these other people that have absolutely no interest in what I have interest in. Then there's other times you want nothing to do with sports.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this.
That'd
it's
be
this
me.
Interesting, weird combination. But I found myself many a times where it's one person that wants to talk sports. They know sports, and I'm like, you're the only guy I want to talk to here. Let's have that conversation.
I want the guy that wants to talk about wine or plays or ecology, geography, whatever. Just hit me with anything other than why LeBron should be the three. You know, I'm good. I get enough of that. I get enough of that along the way.
I'm taking my video out, and I'm just showing my – I'm just
I'll
saying.
I'll watch your
I'm
vacation slides.
Kendrick Nunn, why are you going left in that situation? Shift.
You ever been to British Columbia? No. Let me show you some slides. Let's go. Yeah, let me see them. I'm in. Let's break them out.
Okay, so last night –
Do they still have slides? Is that a thing that people
it's
exist
huge
anymore?
Now. So. Yeah, slides are big right now.
Okay, so
yes. Make it a resurgence.
Yesterday, I went to my first NBA game. I went to the preseason game for the Lakers. It was
right.
Really fun. But
stay the whole thing?
I did stay the whole game. So,
did you listen
you know.
To the post game? Otherwise,
this is not. I'm not trolling you when I ask this for real. Does it count if it's a preseason game?
I mean, does it count?
It's not the same.
It's not the same, Al.
You didn't walk in as if
I'm not saying that she didn't
have
a good
the
time.
Doors wide open.
I'm not saying she didn't have a good time. I'm wondering that because at the end of the night, you're not like, I can't believe they won or what an amazing
no,
shot.
You know what?
It's
the
just
concessions
kinda,
were closed and you didn't have to show your ticket to get in.
So it was more for the vibes. I got to see LeBron play even if it was a preseason
that
game.
Counts.
Anyway, so my friend got some food that was a less than desirable. So all stadium food is worse than food that you can buy at a restaurant. Alan, is this Factor Cap?
No question about it. They're making it for the masses. You know, this is not, hey, you're picking a specific place. When you're at a ball game or you're at an NFL game or you're at an NBA game, I'm not saying that there are all the items are bad. I'm saying you just got to kind of lower your expectations here. You might walk away and say, wow, that was pretty good, but your expectations got to be right. I think got to lower those expectations.
It's the word all that makes it cap. It's most, and it's a fact, but all there are a handful of things and a handful of places that are pretty good at a ballpark or a stadium or an arena. Look, is it because there's bad food at restaurants every once in a while too, right? You can run into some bad stuff. All is a tricky word, so I'm going to call that one
can
cap.
Let's look at it this way. Have you ever gone to a game where food is a big part of it?
Well, be more specific, because the answer, just generally speaking, is yes.
Okay,
I'm going to eat as much as anything else.
I think I told you this. I've gone to, there's the, I want to say it's Lexus Dugout, something like that at Dodger Stadium,
yeah.
Where they got the whole spread.
Sure.
That, if I know I have a ticket to that, I'm looking, a week prior, I'm thinking about what the hell I'm going to get when I'm there. But if I'm just going to a regular game,
yeah.
I will eat everything, but I'm not overly looking forward to it.
I'm with you on that. If I'm going to a Dodger game, it's a Wednesday night. They're playing the Pirates.
That'd be great. Get a beer, some
get
peanuts,
a beer,
a dog,
a peanuts, a Kula Koo, a frozen malt, a helmet nachos, a popcorn. Okay, yeah, right, there's another beer.
There's no items.
A cocktail.
Pizza.
There's pizza, French fries.
On the first
there's,
trip.
There's
on
a lot of options.
This guy's down 280. 280 bucks right out the gate is gone.
It's like going to Vegas. When the second you come through the gates at a ballpark, your money loses its value. It doesn't even care. You should be able to pay with chips at a ball game because it doesn't feel real. $100 for a Coke and a beer, here you go. Sounds great to me.
All right, so if you bump into someone at like a stadium or an arena spilling their drink, you have to get them a new one. Travis, is this fact or cap?
I think that's a fact. And look, if it's a drop or two, if we got a full beer, right, and just the top quarter inch comes off, I'm going to apologize. I'm really sorry. Hey, my fault, et cetera, et cetera. But if like a quarter of that beer comes out, I got to replace that. I got to get that taken care of. That's a fact.
I'll go cap. I think it depends on the situation.
You bumped into me and spilled my beer. That's the situation.
The amount of beer that's spilled has a lot to do with it. This is where it's a no-brainer. I'm sitting next to you. And you have your beer, let's say, by my foot, and I knock over your beer. Like, it's gone. I knocked over your entire beer. That's on me.
It's in the lady in front of your shoes now.
That's on me. But how do I know this guy wasn't paying attention? What if this dude was looking on his phone? That's on me as well?
Well, if it's clearly your fault and you spill my beer, yeah, you need to replace that.
You know what? Go get your own beer.
They're so expensive. That's like, I got to buy this guy a $20 Coors Light.
Hey, just a second. I'm opening up a line of credit at Chase. Let me just get that and then just need 2 to 4 weeks.
All right, my last one. This also comes from yesterday. Stealing an open seat at a stadium is okay if that person in that seat is at least 30 minutes late. Alan, is this fact or cap?
So I've done this before, back in the day. But do you not just feel like the whole situation's not comfortable? So I think that's what it comes down to. Because if I got to go because I'm sitting a couple rows, it's a couple rows better seat. But every person that's walking towards my aisle, I'm looking at it's going to be this guy.
It's this guy.
It's his seat. And then it's also the shame of if the person then says, hey, this is my seat.
I think you're in my seat, sir.
And then I got to show the ticket.
Do you pretend that you're, oh, gosh, I had no idea.
It's crazy that I'm in 208 and you're in 104.
Yeah.
I think it's not worth doing it. Let's put it that way.
Your answer is the right answer. I don't know if this surprises. I'm a rule follower. If my seat is section 308, row K, seat 12, I'm in 308, row K, seat 12. I sit where I'm supposed to sit.
Open section.
Look,
your seats are taken. Are you telling them?
No.
But then there's seats around you.
If I have bad seats, I'll just sit a row behind or in front. It doesn't bother me. But if I have good seats, I'm going to say, hey, I think you might be in my spot. But you use the right word. Shame. Look, I possess a great deal of shame under the best of circumstances. I'm not a huge fan of me. Okay? But it's that thing that everybody's like, look at this guy. Look at this guy. He spent $12 on a ticket. He's sitting in a $50 seat.
Look at this guy.
You're the first person to think of this? My kids, every time we go to a game, hey, Dad, can we move down to the seats? Be my guest. I'm not going with you. You're on your own.
How much does it change with the mustache?
Nobody's moving me out of that seat.
Yeah, I think there's...
What?
I think it adds an element to this where now somebody says, no, it's cool. It's cool.
Sir, I think you might be in my seat. I don't think I am.
I got in trouble.
Yeah. That's how that one's going to go.
I don't think I am. You would do none of that.
With this, I might.
I got in trouble one time, too, because I was at Hollywood Bowl, and I was looking at my seats, and I was totally convinced that these were my seats. And I was like, oh, sorry, like you guys sat in my seat. And then they're like, I don't think so. Like, this is our seat. And I had to look at my phone again. I'm like, oh, no. I'm
was
like
it
a little
an honest
dyslexic.
Mistake, though?
It was an honest mistake,
okay.
But I felt
that's
so
okay.
bad. I was like, okay, just kidding. And
honest
then
mistake. You can because that's not embarrassing. That's just I made a mistake. Not a big deal. But
I'm with her. There's a little bit like, you know, you're saying the shame thing is you know what's going on.
Yes.
But when you don't go, now you're back to, you're right.
Enjoy the show. And if you're just like one to the left or right or back, or I can live, but if, yeah. Hey, sir, you're in the top deck and this is waiter service seating. Then you're just a bad guy.
I love you're not moving out of the seat because of the mustache.
I don't think I am. No. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. The Rams are off to a great start. 4-1, game coming up against the Giants this week. And Al, I'll tell you why that game is not the game that I have my eye on, or really any of the games in the next three. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I don't know about this. I do like the one of me on the motorcycle. I could never actually ride a motorcycle, but I like the visual of me taking care of business.
Here's the thing. You don't even have to ride a motorcycle. What you need to do is, actually, that's the way to do it. When you go downstairs before you leave, find a motorcycle, stand next to it, take a picture, put that up on Instagram. People are going to be like, man, I thought Trav was a really nice guy. This, you don't want to screw around with Travis Rogers. I think that's a perception you're going to give off.
Feral Ghost writes, I loved you in Cocoon. That's kind of messed up. I'm not Wilford Brimley, Taylor. I still take that a little personally. It's kind of a bad deal along the way. This kind of goes back to something we were talking about with Factor Cap a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Ballpark etiquette, like, do you try to sneak into better seats? And if you do, do you pretend you don't know what's going on? Here's Phil in Monrovia. Phil, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up, guys? Travis. With that mustache, man, or the Fu Manchu going on, I got to say you're a legend already. So don't let anybody sway you from that.
He's got a lot more respect on this show. That's all it took.
It's about what Travis Rogers said, so let's just put that out there.
Perfect. Thank you, Phil.
Okay, so quick story, guys, and then one for Travis on the end, but quick one. I went to a Laker game. I got some free tickets from somebody. It was really cool. Walked in, I get to the front door. They scan the tickets. Little issue scanning them. I'm getting a little angry because they're giving me the business. I get a little heated. They let me through the door, no problem. I'm like, okay, I did my thing. I got in. Go to my seat, sit down. Everything's going good. Lakers are playing. This was years ago. All of a sudden, I look to my right. I see a red coat. And I'm like, oh, there's a red coat standing next to me. That's pretty interesting. About a couple minutes go by. Oh, to my left, there's another red coat. Next thing I know, there's about 8 red coats surrounding me, asking me to step out from my seat. Apparently, the lady I got heated with reported me, and they walked me to the side and spoke to me because they thought I was using counterfeit tickets. So it turns out it ended up good for me because the real counterfeiters were caught sitting right in front of me.
Perfect. Perfect.
It did scare me. But, Travis, real quick before I head out, man, great show, guys. Travis, you love food. I hope you've tried Raising Cane's. If you haven't, go check it out. All they do is chicken fingers, and you will thank me. Have a great day, guys.
Appreciate All right, it, Phil. Man. Appreciate thank that. You. I have. You're not going to like
I've
what I'm
gone.
About to say.
Never gone.
You've never been? It's good. Yeah. It's fine. It's like you said, it's chicken fingers exclusive. They've got Texas
Are they a
toast, which
name
is pretty good.
Else, or is that their...
No, I think that's their name. It's not like a Carl's Jr. Hardee's
it's not
situation.
A Checkers and,
I don't think so. Raising Cane's is its own thing. It's good. It's chicken fingers. I'm not your guy because chicken fingers are not something that – they're good. I'll eat – if you gave me a big plate of them, I'd eat every last one. They're good, but I don't really seek that out. But
I got to say, Cane's is a very Southern thing, and so that's where I had a lot of it. It reminds me in college at frat parties, they would have just vats of these chicken fingers. So that's where I love
classy.
The Cane's. It is pretty classy.
Classy.
The Texas toast is pretty good. They have the dipping sauce. Their dipping sauce is legit. It's like, as I talk myself into this, I keep going back to Phil.
I got Taylor. I don't know why he's dying on that one, but I got him. I got him.
The dipping sauce is good. I changed my. It is good. You sold me on it. And Emily's right. If they're there, I'm gonna destroy it.
I don't know why we didn't think about this, but doing the etiquette about changing seats at games. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was going to spark people that want to give their own personal stories. But if you're one of those that is. At a game, your ticket isn't exactly the best seat. Are you kind of scouting? Are you paying less attention to the game because you're thinking, hey, in the second half,
down there,
I know that nobody sat there through the first half of the game. I'm going to go take some action.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. We'll get to those calls in just one sec. Go ahead.
So the other thing I was going to say, when you are switching a seat, do you ever do this? This is with anything. Bro, if you do it confidently, it's happening.
Oh.
The second guessing, right? Like you start walking towards that seat, now you're going to turn it around. Everybody's like, what are you doing?
Own it. This goes for everything in life, right? If you exude confidence, it's going to get you in the place.
It's his seat. I just saw him.
Yeah.
It's his seat. Look at the way he walked up to
it. What you do is you go straight to the usher. on the aisle. He's the one guarding your entrance. You go, hey, man, how you doing? Good night tonight? You busy? Okay, cool. And then just start walking to the – don't try to avoid eye contact. Don't try to avoid interacting with him and sneak behind someone else who's asking him a question. They know what they're doing. They're perfect. But if you just go, hey, man, good night tonight? Yep, cool.
I just walk backwards down the stairs.
You pull your jacket up over your head and sneak down there along the way.
Is that dude sweating, walking to his seat? What's wrong
with
him?
This is a common story. Let's go to Chris in L.A. These people have tactics on how to do this. Chris, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, fellas. You know, I never thought I'd be actually analyzing my seat etiquette, but you caused me to do that. You know, some people are just conflict avoiders. I personally have no problem going to a sporting event and
real quick, you know, Chris, before you go any further, do you have a Fu Manchu mustache?
No, I don't.
No, because I thought that might be the secret. Anyway, go ahead.
No. But it's like Keyshawn said. You know, we just get get-ins. You know, you get tickets just to get you in. But my wife is like you, Travis. She refuses to move, and it made me realize I'm okay with doing it at sporting events, but I wouldn't do it at like a concert or something. And I think it's because at a sporting event, there's so many open seats, and I think just people understand people move down all the time. But if I went to, like, say, a Hamilton, and I saw two really open seats down below, there's no way in the world I'm going down there because I would be totally embarrassed. But at a sporting event, I'm not embarrassed. It's like, oh, these are your seats? Oh, yeah, I'm just warming them up for you. You know, you just joke and just move on. We've bounced around a few times. So for some reason, my etiquette is different for sporting events.
I get it.
Versus, you know, concerts and things of an upper class kind of thing, I think.
Chris, really quickly, what's your wife's name?
Tracy.
Tell Tracy that I say hello and that she and I would get along very well, because not not in a million years am I going into somebody else's seat. I paid for this seat in this row, and that's where I'm sitting. So Tracy and I would be good friends.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you for
Thanks,
calling
Chris.
In.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, look, you're one of two, right? You're the guy that just like, I'm going to go down there. Is it different for you? Would you?
Cause I like how he embraces it, too. And he's like, yeah, I just joke around. I'm just warming up the seat for you. And then he goes on to the next seat.
It's kind of hard to remember. But back, remember, a million years ago when we used to go to the movies, that you would actually go into a movie theater and you had to start buying your seat. Oh, I want these two seats next to each other. Mm-hmm. You're going to try to upgrade that? Like, I'm on the end. I'm off to the side. I want to be in the middle. I'm just going to wing it and
movie,
see if I can get
much,
in there.
Much different for a movie. Much different for a movie. Sporting vet, everything's lit up. You're seeing, okay, who was there in the first quarter? Who was there in the first three innings? Nobody's took those seats. You just go from there.
Dodgers, Giants, somebody that's won 109 games is going home tomorrow night. We'll get it all down. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. It's next.